we go again. Looking better than a body has a right to. You're messing me up, so. And all I really know is here I go again. And you guys remember who sang that song?
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Crapa? What are you? How you doing, man? Where you come from?
You know, I called in to see how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in a while. So, good to hear from you, boys. In there, dude.
Oh, crap. It has been a long time. It looks like you sound great. It looks like you've pretty much survived the pandemic. You sound wonderful. What's going on?
Well, I've been, squeezing tennis balls. That helps in many, many ways. It's squeezing them, and it just helps with stress and tension because, you know, at my age, I am ground zero for the coronavirus.
Yeah, so you've been squeezing the tennis balls, huh?
Yeah, only Wilson, though. Wilson's the best ball, totally. Penn is, you're wasting your time. But Wilson, I know what I'm getting with the Wilson ball. It squeezes it, helps me with tension, my arthritis, helps me with my continence, my constipation problems.
Dang it, it takes me way back. I so good. This just makes my day to hear from you. So you squeezed your tennis balls. That helped you through the pandemic. Is that it? What else did you do? I mean, you sound great.
Well, I started a new therapy. I developed, I'm taking stem cells from a tortoise, directly from the tortoise into my body, and they have helped immensely, sir.
You take stem cells from your tortoise that you raise. You raise tortoises on your tortoise farm. You take stem cells from them?
Yeah. Totally. You just you withdraw the stem cell from the tortoise, inject it into me intravenously, and it helps. I feel good. I feel new. I've got a hard outer shell, though. My skin has turned into a reptilian-like shell.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's good, kind of maybe a built-in bulletproof vest or something.
That's not funny, Tim. It's a serious thing, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not something I'm really happy about. But at least I'm alive and good to go.
Well, we'd mentioned Dolly Parton before, and it's funny that every time I think about Dolly Parton, I think about Dollywood, Redneck Disneyland, you've been to Dollywood, haven't you?
Many times I have.
Heather and I were there for our honeymoon. We'd run out of money. We had no money, and we went to, they had a timeshare presentation that they had in the park. Like, if you go look at these timeshares, they said they'd give us $30 and if you, sit through the presentation. So we made it through a very high-pressure sales presentation and took the $30, and we went bungee jumping. So when I see Dolly Parton, I always think of bungee jumping.
Yeah, when I see Dolly Parton, I think of something else, if you don't.
Okay, let's not go there.
I think of a couple of things.
Okay, anyway, we have a death-defying episode for you today. We're going to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest and our new favorite band, who is actually from Iceland. We're going to get to hear a little from my youngest, my son Jackson, and what he thinks of footwear. And we have a great time answering some listener questions. Just keep sending those questions, folks. Questions, concerns, ideas, recipes, whatever. It's all good. Crapa, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, baby. I got my tennis ball and my tortoise, and I got a little Mountain Dew.
So here we go. And thanks again for being the best audience in the world. Fasten those earbuds. If you're in your car, somebody rolled that window down that's cracked in the back of the car. Why is it when you roll one window down in the car, the air pressure makes it feel like your skull is violently imploding? Get on that Toyota. Now, the rest of you, please enjoy with me and Crapa the Tim Hawkins podcast.
Singing,
I'm singing with you.
If I ever lose my hands away, I won't have to work no more.
This song was made for me.
That's called Glass Half Full right there. If you lose your hands, oh, I won't have to work anymore. Right? You don't need your hands. That's good. Don't have to work.
Well, that's good news.
Don't have to go pushing buttons.
I should go cut my hands off.
Chop my hands off. Well,
then I won't have to work again.
Right. Look who's all the wiser now. Huh? Who wins? Me. Make the bed. You handed, you two-handed freak.
Luke, I can't do the dishes. I don't have hands.
You remember, I chopped off my own hands. Remember Moonshadow, right? Remember that? It happened.
It happened.
Then there's a, there's a legs.
If I ever lose my legs, I won't beg. I won't have to walk no more.
That's
a little bit more sad. I would like to walk for my life.
Just carry you around.
Hippin' hoppin' the sun shadows, a moon shadow, moon shadow. If I ever lose my legs,
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
I used to think the moon was following me. When you ever do that, when you're driving at night as a kid in the back seat, the moon follows you?
Moon shadow. No.
If I ever lose my hands, lose my power, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to cry no more.
I really do not know the words.
And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, I won't have to cry no more.
Huh?
Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Are you comfy over there, babe?
Moon shadow, my cord. Moon shadow. Just kidding.
Leaping and hopping on a moon.
Is this guy shadow, like that one blind girl moon shadow, who's famous? Moon
Helen what? Keller?
Yeah, Helen Keller. He lost everything. He has nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it's about her.
Okay. No,
I won't be.
She can walk.
I know, I'm just wondering. It's like similar.
I won't have to walk no more.
This is a good verse, the next one.
And if I ever lose my mouth,
it's got a good ending.
All my teeth, north and south. Yes, if I ever lose my mouth, I won't have to talk.
That's smart.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I always wanted to rewrite that in the last verse.
Sing.
If I lose my elbows, I'd have to play guitar like this, and my arms would be straight.
But can you sing about that, or just
if I lose my
It's one of those jokes that I've written years ago, but I'll probably never do because it's not as funny as I think it.
I would love to see the jokes that didn't work.
I have plenty of jokes
that didn't work,
or the jokes that weren't appropriate.
Got those too. Got those two. Yeah, I usually forward those to Smiley and let him deal with it.
That's funny.
See if he wants to do it now.
You used to swap the Sklar brothers.
I did.
You did the laugh again.
You did the laugh again.
The hotel?
Have we started now?
The hotel?
The hotel?
The hotel? Okay. I don't notice it. Here's the thing about I was thinking about this today. Like I started with the Sklar brothers and comedy and stand up and the funny bone and such. And they're very, very successful guys.
They're twins.
Just very funny. And they've done all kinds of TV stuff. And yeah, you know, we just went to their show and said hi afterwards. And they had no idea what I do.
Oh, yeah. But they knew who you were.
They knew who I was. But they didn't know. I mean, because we did comedy.
They didn't know because they're in L.A. and New York.
Wait,
and all
that. Do you do a parody of their songs?
Mm-mm.
Who are they?
They don't have songs.
No. They're twins. They're twin brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar.
Are they comedians?
Yeah. Gotcha. We started together.
They did a show on ESPN.
They did music, didn't they? They had an album that we listened to.
Well, not a music album. They had a stand-up. But I don't think we listened to it as a family.
Never mind.
Yeah, we wouldn't have listened to theirs. I mean, it's not terrible, but it is.
No, they're just so funny. Just so
great. They're real sweet.
But they didn't.
But they're all in the other scene. They're not in. They're Jewish, and they were raised here.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, I'm just saying they're in the Jewish community. They're not in the Christian community.
Yeah.
So clearly that wouldn't connect.
They had a funny bit about there's a, you know, that house that's down the street on Lindell. mm-hmm. in Forest Park, and it looks like a futuristic house.
Yes.
Well, I guess their mom called that the Miami Vice house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Miami Vice.
And she goes, totally.
And she was trying to get them to stay in St. Louis, and she said, you need to stay here because we have the Miami Vice house. And they're like, what are you talking about? They used that house for the opening in the Miami Vice show. And they're like, really, mom? Really? So they're going over the show prep for this week. Okay, guys, they're in L.A. Okay, we're going to do a cast call. We're going to do a table read. Wednesday, we're going to St. Louis to film the house beside Forbes Park. They kind of like, why is she scared? You don't have any houses in L.A. that look that like was, that? So I don't I think remember. That was true.
They kind of sound like Liv and I, like on a different circuit, underground. Haven't heard of us yet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, people, look, now people have heard of you guys. You guys came to me weepy this week about some negative emails.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You don't?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did we start? Because you should have asked.
Huh?
You should ask them.
No, it's fine.
You don't have to. You don't have to talk about it at all.
Okay. Like, you looked serious.
It's fine.
Mother,
I'm fine.
I don't mind. Well, daughter.
I'm going to preface that by saying it's a lot of fun starting to get feedback on the show now and people asking questions, which we are going to have a serious question answer time finally on the show. And we so love the questions. We got very hilarious. I wasn't expecting them to be this good, but interesting. So it's a lot of fun. And that's what I think this is. One of the benefits is connecting with the audience. So we love love it when you folks.
Your fans are
sending questions
too.
To Instagram.
Except
that one fan.
That hates me.
But yes, you can find me at Tim Hawkins Comic on Instagram and Tim Hawkins Comic on, I guess that would be Facebook too.
Uh-huh.
Just look for me.
Tim Hawkins.
Look for me picture and then TikTok, Tim Hawkins Comic.
Send me picture.
And YouTube.
And on the tube.
And
yeah.
YouTube. And MySpace.
Is that still
and AOL.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone just sent me a text that says, Tim Hawkins management is now following her. What is that? Do we have a Tim Hawkins management?
No, you have a fake account that's been that's been messaging people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, somebody had an I hate Tim Hawkins Facebook at one point.
Oh,
that's definitely not me.
That's
was that you, Livy?
Because we didn't know you then.
It's definitely not me. That's not who I am.
Was it him?
No, it's not.
Oh, that's funny.
Definitely not me.
It was a kid, and it was a long time ago, and all we did was all of our friends and family got on there and told the kid how much we loved him.
Aww.
Like, even though you hate Tim, we love you. And everybody was really nice. It was cute. And then he kind of faded off into the
Then he became governor.
Web. Of what?
Of some state.
Governor of the United States.
Very successful.
Joe Biden.
But we got a good show in store for you. Livy has decided to fulfill a promise that we made about a slam poetry. So she's actually written a slam poem. I guess what do you call it? A slam poem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Slammy.
That is what I
would call
it.
Is that like the Grammy? You want a slammy if you win the award?
Yes.
So
or a whammy.
Yeah.
But,
those could be. Yep.
We're gonna talk. I think I want to talk about the Eurovision song thing too. We've come across some real gold folks.
Great.
As far as,
okay, I seriously like it. Are you guys mocking it?
Oh no, we like it.
Okay,
here's the deal.
So good.
Because
whoever mocks it is wrong.
You can't mock it till you try it.
Can't mock
it. They say
you got to try.
Straight up facts. That's
factual.
Wisdom. That's Chinese proverbs right there.
Find me on my Instagram. I hate Tim Hawkins.
Say.
Facebook.
I love how everything we say, mom and dad are like, is that real?
No,
are
no.
You serious?
I actually thought
we're
that
like,
maybe he was.
Obviously, we're
kid.
Not.
Find me at Instagram.
No, wait,
I hate Tim Hawkins.
Was that you? Were you at the fan account?
I mean,
my YouTube. I hate Tim Hawkins.
Could have been.
I don't know.
You're just now finding out now that Luke had a hate fan account about dad.
Remember that stalker you had?
I thought
it was a 43-year-old woman. I hate Tim Hawkins. Find my Twitter account.
Luke. That lady. You know about the stalker lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
I just told him about that stalker that you had.
It's a confusing story. I can't even keep track of it.
I kick myself because I feel so naive about the stalker story.
We trusted people.
I know. You're
big fat liars.
It just wasn't on the radar.
Well, like, also, one time someone left donuts in our yard. And they were a fan and they knew where we lived.
Yeah.
Remember
the hate mail we got? I got a piece of hate mail in the mailbox from a lady who lived in our town.
No wow. Way.
Yes.
It wasn't super hate. That was it was
She just talked about
hate.
The mailbox.
I hate Tim Hawkins.
Well, she said that I was what was it?
I don't remember.
You're obsessed. I'm obsessed with butts. Like I talked about butts and
which was very conservative. I got the idea they probably lived in the wilderness somewhere.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness. What city are you from? The wilderness.
The wilderness.
I live in the woods.
Like outright city or something. I don't know.
You've got the city, the, you know, the country, the sticks, and then the wilderness.
Yeah. Wait, no. You live by Forest Park? No, not park, forest. I live in the forest.
The wilderness. Yes.
But it wasn't terribly mean. It was just kind of like, you know, it wasn't a great letter.
Well, though. It was not a how dare you. You're in a church like talking about butts.
Oh,
it's like,
right.
Lady, I was like, really? You got, you know.
Well, there was another lady that wrote you, I don't know how many
stuff.
Pages.
I'm not mentioning that out.
Yeah. Well, butt stuff, you know.
Oh, stop.
Okay. There was a lady that wrote you.
Wait, Libby.
Pages. Remember she wrote like 7, 8 pages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she really just wanted you, I think, to become a Catholic.
Well, okay, there's something. Two. There's two.
It was,
there's
it was
one,
a nice letter, there's too, one, but it was it, still.
You know it's dangerous when the first line is, Tim, we're huge fans.
Yeah.
But, and then it ends with, and it was basically 7 pages on how the Catholic Church is the only church.
Yeah.
You know, the,
and it wasn't mean or anything.
No, it was just very long. And then there's the other lady who was like, Tim, huge fan. I love your stuff. I've been to a lot of your shows. And basically ended with,
I think you're gay.
I'd be gay. She requested that I go to homosexual therapy.
Did you go?
No.
That's like the funniest one ever.
I didn't go. So there's lots.
Wow.
And I kept the letter from the lady in town too for a long. I don't have any more. I wish I would have kept it. It's probably somewhere in a box in the basement somewhere. We'll come across.
Even
it
your haters
point.
Have been
that
nice.
Really
that's
funny.
The thing, and you know, and I, that's and I was going to tell you too, Luke, Libby, that when you do become famous with the show, let
will
your
not,
your
but...
fans will fight for you. So
yeah.
Let them don't. Take it. It's none of your business what people think about you, but the people who do
totally
love you,
agree.
Will fight for you.
It's
but
not my
did
business.
You want to? Did you? No. Oh, and I had.
Yeah, it's not your business what they think.
Well, I guess where we're talking about, you know, when you get in a hole on Netflix, you finish a show, and you're kind of in. You don't want to have anywhere
in
to go.
Lull.
There's a word for that, like a Netflix hole.
Depression.
Or Netflix
I do
chasm.
Go through a day
sadness.
Of like withdrawal. I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Because that part of your life is gone. It's done now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you felt like you became friends with them, sort of, especially when you kind of watch a few in a row, then you really feel kind of like, these are my friends.
Or
you
get 12 in a row.
Yeah. In one day?
Yeah. Oh. COVID.
But there's also
Queen's Gambit.
That's true.
Oh, that was so good.
I wonder how she's doing. She's still playing chess?
Yeah. It's a live docuseries.
But there's a Spotify issue too. You know, when you get a Spotify rut, you kind of listen to the same playlist.
Yep.
And you know which song's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I think like something like the Eurovision is kind of, but now who came
branching out?
Who found out about the Eurovision?
Is it a show?
Song? No, it was a group. Of course, we saw
the
Will Ferrell movie.
Fake movie.
Well, I didn't know that it was a real event that like made ABBA.
Oh yeah.
ABBA won. Right?
Yes.
In the 70s.
I told you that. You learned that from me.
No, I told you that, and then you repeated it because you
actually,
were listening to what I was saying.
That sounds
I was
about
like,
right.
You know, ABBA won in the 70s, right? And you're like, cool, cool, cool. And like 3 minutes later, you're like, oh yeah, Eurovision. Yeah, ABBA won that.
I was like, what? Welcome to my world.
Listening.
Welcome
Heather
to my world.
Heather can testify to that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh man.
Even as back as college, I remember Scott Skaggs just yelling at you about the fifth time you did that. Like, I just saw that.
Yeah. Because, see, I'm processing what you just said before, and then I'm kind of off for a bit, but I'm back.
But
I'm back.
Turn it.
I do that, too.
But, okay, so I guess Europe has a songwriting contest, and do these? I'm guessing they still do it.
Yeah.
Like this was 2021.
And ABBA did win it back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's and not running. Awesome.
So, of course, the Will Ferrell has a movie there from Iceland, and Will Ferrell has the movie, and then you found...
Yeah, our friends told us about.
Our friend told us about the real thing that you can watch on Peacock. And so I was like, I have to watch it.
Yep.
So we watched it yesterday and we just found the best band.
Yeah.
I think ever.
How do you pronounce the name of that band?
It's weird because it's like
Der.
How you spell it? How do you pronounce it?
It's Der's Fjors or something.
Frerier? I don't know. Did you watch the video of 10 years? Like the actual video?
Oh, I've
video
seen every single one.
With the robot.
All the versions.
It's hilarious.
Well, we'll give you folks a taste of it and see what you think about it. It's very interesting.
If you know it,
very
sing along.
European sound. it just looks like
we'll
a homeschool family.
Dance moves, so.
It looks like a homeschool family.
Yes. That's why we love them.
And this is on Eurovision. This is a song called 10 Years.
Yep.
This is Eurovision 2021. So this is just, wow. Okay, March 13th it was posted. There they are.
We've been together for a decade now. Still every day I'm loving you more. If I could do it.
Oh, see, I wish you would have invented this. I'd
probably, I know.
You and Levi could have.
I would have tried a little harder.
Oh.
That's
so good.
I didn't become myself before I met you.
Too good.
That is so groovy.
It's amazing.
Groovy, baby.
You can't get any more groovy than that.
Like. Yeah.
And they have these great dance moves.
They're amazing. Everyone can do them.
Everyone does them.
I know, that's so funny.
We are the cover band.
How does it keep getting better? Every day I'll find some.
So good.
It's just so groove, man.
You know what it kind of sounds like? It sounds like if, do you know who Jacob Collier is?
Yeah.
If he made a song that boss wasn't gags. Too complex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's, that.
His is too much. His is gulag.
It has a little bit of Boss Gag sound in there.
It does.
Sure.
It does, honey.
But
she
the
does
voice
like
is better. I mean, I like Boss Gag's voice for sure.
Great.
I love that line.
You're so fascinating.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah, and then he says, I will never get bored.
Aww.
I was like, it's amazing.
Okay, he's married to one of the girls in it, the redhead who plays the little piano thing.
The guitar?
Yeah, they're so
it's
cute.
Amazing.
Wow.
But they look nothing
they're
like your... If you haven't seen them in your head, they look nothing like the picture
in
your head.
It looks like it looks like Napoleon Dynamite got straight hair.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly. It's a total Napoleon vibe. Dynamite vibe.
Yes.
And the dance is... kind of similar.
Yeah.
And then because
I think
they look
inspired by that.
Because they look so nerdy, that makes it even more cool.
Way cooler.
Yes. Yeah.
So check it out. 10 years.
They're also
by...
wearing shirts with their faces on it.
Yeah.
And he's
their
wearing
own faces.
An earring that's his face. It's amazing.
Yeah. Pretty self-absorbed.
What'd you say, earring?
An earring with his face on it. It's awesome.
I'm sorry.
They are my favorite.
Yeah, good DJ Tim.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, so that's Dottie Fryer. There's another little thing I pulled up that you guys sent too. Think about things.
So you're saying you're going to change your Spotify to these guys or something?
Well, it's just something that'll mix it up a little bit. So
yeah.
We can listen to maybe kind of give them a little bit
like
something different
out.
That they can kind of get.
Well, I was listening to a interview with him, and he was saying that in Iceland, the music scene is like really active, I guess.
Yeah.
So everyone is trying to outdo the other person.
Good.
And everyone's trying to be so different. So he's like, literally everybody that you listen to is completely different because that's like what they're all going for. They all want to be. Like
good.
Super different.
So you got CrossFitters and musicians. That's who lives in Iceland.
Yeah.
Honestly, it sounds
just
like
great place. Strongest men on earth.
Let's go move there.
Great place.
You want to move? It's quite beautiful. Where? Let's see here. This is Think About Things, the official video.
Oh yeah, that's
the video is where they're just kind of doing a home concert here.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Be there, so
so good. I love that synth. Oh,
the background singers are amazing.
Very good.
Yes.
Dude, this would be fun to do like a spin class too.
It's so fun.
I know everything. I'm thinking of all kinds of exercises to do.
Or just.
You can't be depressed.
There's no way.
Can't be depressed when you're listening to Dottie Fryer.
No. I want to learn their dances and then like do it at people's weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Do it at their concert.
We can,
and then request.
It'd be great.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That'd be fun.
This would be a fantastic wedding song to do a choreographed. Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome.
Like a mob dance.
It'd be cool if this got like a TikTok trend was one of their dances.
Yeah,
they need to be more known.
They do.
Yeah, that's good.
I will always be there, so you can tell me.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Oh. So you're enjoying music here.
Yeah, we're just trying to. This is, look, and somebody actually sent a message today on Instagram. I was going through questions, and the one guy said, you know, I just love it because it feels like I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there you go.
That's sweet.
That's the goal.
That is the goal.
So
I texted Spencer this band because right when I saw it, I was like, that is just Spencer.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Fully. And I texted the video to him and he says, this is my favorite Icelandic band. And he's
so
like,
he already knew it.
He's
I'm not surprised at all.
For like a long time.
Spencer is like a savant when it comes to videos and music. Yeah. He just knows so much.
Well, when we saw Eurovision at their house in Texas, he did say, this is from an actual show. Yeah. And then I don't know who told them about it, but they were had been watching bits of it or something.
Yeah.
The rest of Eurovision kind of is not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Very bad.
Really
bad. Not really recommended.
The music or just regular shows?
No, like Eurovision music, like the European music, it's like bad.
Did you watch the movie? Eurovision. Yeah. It's literally that.
Super similar.
Yeah. So like the guy who sang the lion, every I'm the lion song, I love.
Yes. Literally.
Every song is the same. It's just different words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they came really on and I was like, well, I found a new favorite band.
Yeah.
I know why God directed me to this place.
Well, maybe it's because like English is their second language, so they only know a few words. So,
that's,
like,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing with the other singers. It's like English is none of their first languages. So it's like kind of on, but it's just like a little off.
Yeah.
So I love pencils right for you.
And but then it's like,
we go down the street to the left, maybe to the right.
Do they have to do it in English? Because it's Eurovision. So it's all Europe and they all speak different languages. So they can't do it in their own language.
I don't know.
They're supposed to
well,
do it in
you
English?
Do it in English because everyone knows because it's that's Europe. So like it's the more main accessible. Language is the same. But it reminded me of my friend. So one of my best friends lives in the Faroe Islands, which is like in between Iceland and Scotland. And she has these old video vlogs of herself she's like 12 years old.
I saw those.
And she
so
sings
funny.
Like these Taylor
so
Swift
cute.
Songs. So one of it is like because her like English is like her fourth language or third language, whatever. So it's that's just like, so funny.
Sometimes
she goes,
it sounds Italian.
She goes, she wears short skirt, I wear t-shirt, she cheer captain and I'm on bleacher.
She did it. So cute. Cause
Arnborg.
She's like,
so
looking in the screen.
It's
you
so
can see her looking in the screen reading the words.
And
oh,
I went to
so
her
cute.
Wedding and
it's
I played
so
that.
Great.
Like, because for their weddings, they just have 6 hours long of like, people do like either songs or videos or whatever. So I showed that video for her wedding. Yeah. It was so funny.
Everybody needs to Google Faroe Islands. How do you spell it, Faroe Islands?
Yeah, F-A-R-O-E.
F-A-R-O-E Islands.
It's like the most
O-E.
Beautiful country
it
I've
is
ever seen.
Gorgeous.
It's you probably didn't even know it was there. And it's there.
Yeah.
It's Faroe amazing.
Island. Do you have that on your phone? Or like would she be okay if we play that at some point?
I you think I have it on my computer.
We'll ask her first.
Yeah, we can get her.
Yeah, I can text her and
she'll sign a release
funny.
Form to get it.
But it is very funny.
Oh my gosh. Well, we actually, if you want to hang out with us, we have a kind of a new, what's like a new feature, I guess, for the show. Mm-hmm. You call it? We call it Jackson Rants.
Yes.
And I've got one. We captured one, a Jackson rant, and I was going to play it right now for everybody. Because we haven't, I've heard it, but you guys have not heard it. Just to get your, this is my 15-year-old son, Jackson, and ranting about, well, listen.
ASICs. Who decided to make ASICs? They thought, let me make a great shoe, perfect for any activity, but let me make them the ugliest thing on the planet. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is a wonderfully made shoe. They're some of the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. But you will not catch me dead wearing ASICs. The colors of the ASICs are horrendous. They decide to put neon green and blue on the same shoe and think, let's sell this to people. I mean, if you own ASICs, you need to rethink your life decisions because ASICs make me want to throw up. But, you know, you're one of those people who doesn't care about what I think. Which is ridiculous because my opinion is the only thing that matters. Then wear ASICs. But if you want to be a sensible human being and have friends, just either throw out your ASICs or never buy them because ASICs are a terrible shoe. And they should all be burned. That is all.
That is all.
And that was Jackson Rants.
I love him.
It's a good take.
How does voice get so like deep and
he's my
how
favorite
little
person.
His voice was when he was like of all
puberty.
The kids his voice was so little like so cute
it was
little
freaking
not
cute.
Anymore
a little mousy
when we lived in Seattle I would look back at old videos of him and he's cry. Like 2 years old and I would be sitting like on the toilet and I just sob.
It's sad because it's so a contrast.
Yeah,
I mean, so Levi's cute. Voice has always been gruffy, like Levi's didn't change a whole lot.
Yeah, but that's what I think grandkids are for. Like, you get so sad thinking about your kids. And, oh, there's a grandkid. Takes your mind off it.
I know, it's true.
How sad you are.
It's true. Yeah. No one said it would be that hard when kids start leaving your house. It's like, what?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
It's tough. But that was Jackson Rants, so we're going to try to make that in.
I love that.
If you guys,
that's great.
And, you know, you guys listening, rant about, tell us what you, what you're into. It doesn't have to be something you hate, just something you like to rant about.
Yeah.
Passion. We want to
have to be mean.
Yeah.
I wasn't really mean.
What are you passionate about? But you love something. Oh, wow. Something you love a lot, or something that frustrates you a lot. What?
So that's
I'll tell you something I'm frustrated about.
Go.
Maid of honor speeches.
Ooh.
I said it.
Wait.
Oh, you have my
just
attention
maid of
right
honor,
now.
Or,
oh, no. Or best man speeches too. Are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
They're amazing.
Bronze
they're what I.
So good.
They're always really good or really bad, which
yes.
that means they're all really good.
Right. It's
even
either
if they're really bad.
10 or 0.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But maid of honor speeches, and they always put them after the best man speeches. So it's second, so you end with a dud.
Yeah.
It hurts me.
Especially lately.
Yes. Well, they're all the same.
What kind of things do every maid of honor
Colin
say?
Perry's was so good.
It's something about, I remember when we would just laugh and just, you remember
they
that?
Cry.
Yeah.
And talk about boys.
We were 7 years old and little Tommy came and he pushed you down the slide. And that was the first time we ever had a crush. Those were the good days. I never thought anyone would be good enough for you. And Derek, you're pretty close.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True. I just remember when we were 13 in middle school and we just stay up till 2 a.m. like just talking about boys all night. And we had the same crush on that. You remember that one? Mike, you remember him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just since then, I was just like, I can never imagine you with another person besides me. And I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah, I knew when you remember that she made her potato salad and she put sugar instead of whatever into
right.
it. And then you ate it and you pretend that you liked it. I knew that you were the one for her.
And then I didn't meet you at Mike, but she was talking about you. And I was like, there's no way
there's
can live up to this. There's a boy. And you showed up. And I saw the way that you looked at him. And I was like, it's over.
He is the one.
He is the one for
you. If I
you.
Could ever find a boy that would look at me like he looks at you.
Yeah, that's what she's thinking deep down.
Right. Oh, they
yeah,
are
we've been to a lot
same.
Of weddings. And that is about right on.
And my boyfriend, lately. Tony, we've been dating for 4 years. Please propose to me, please.
But how could they make it better?
Please.
How could
I don't
you,
know.
Or do
it's
you
hard.
Just get rid of it?
Yeah.
Or how could you make
honestly,
it?
Honestly, we did go to a wedding this past
where
week.
The girls were better than the guys.
The girls was actually very good, and the guys was garbage.
Well, okay. But do you think this for most of the time, this is the rule rather than the exception?
95%
is just,
of the time, okay. I've actually only heard one good one, and it was this past weekend, I think, or a few
well,
weeks
well, I think the we reason went, the guys are... I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, sorry. No, did you go to a wedding in Texas where... she married a military guy and the guy got up and said bad stuff. Very, very bad. Mm-hmm. And
whoops.
Everybody gasped and it was terrible. And she and the bride got up and left the room crying.
Whoa. Oh, and he's like, oh, they're going to love this.
Yeah, I think
so
he did.
Great.
He was just like, yeah.
Because they're so confident. Yeah.
Read the room.
And it's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
really
I think typically
the guys,
the best man speech is better because it's a little more clunky where everything is so nice and formal.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you're just roasting the guy.
Yeah.
Like it's normally like, what's up, dude? Like my whole thing was just like making fun of my friend. And at the end, I'm like, but you guys are actually cool. Like happy for you guys, whatever.
Yeah.
But the girls is just like, tries to be sweet, but then they tell stories that they only know, like each other know.
Yeah.
And then, but this past one was good because, like, the person that was a maid of honor is like, her life was changed because of this girl.
Oh.
You know, and she's like, I like really appreciate you, like the example you lead in my life and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really.
And then the guy got up and he said, Sarah, you look hot. Bridesmaids, you look hot.
Yeah, you look good. And there's a bunch of dudes here, my boys.
They're all looking good.
They're looking good, too.
And then he said, all right, raise your glasses.
Raise your glasses. That was the whole thing.
Oh, that's kind of good, though.
It was
get
nice.
Over with. 30
it was
seconds
short.
Long.
It's under a minute. I mean,
really Jordy's funny. Was cute for Spencer because he kind of said that, too. Like, you made my life better. He was, like, crying and everything. It was so sweet. But we didn't actually do it at the wedding. We did it at the groom's dinner.
Yeah. Well, guys are – that's sweet. This is the difference between – men and women, is like when I are dude, when you're a dude and you meet your friend's wife.
Right.
Right. And what you say is, he's like, yeah, this is my wife. Oh, nice to meet you. You look at the guy and you go, how did that happen?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And you're ugly.
Right.
You don't do anything. And the guy's like, I know.
Right.
He's almost in tears. What? Like, yeah, I know. Like, I did it. Like that's a compliment for a guy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
It's that's like, how did you land her?
How did you do it?
You're dumb.
You're dumb. I mean, really. You look at you. You're just. You get uglier.
Right.
You have no hair.
You smell bad.
You smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You the have wedding no talent. We went to last
He's
weekend.
Like, I know. I did it.
The wedding we went to last weekend was the groom's dinner. Was the brother. Or the groomsman was the best man. And that was super sweet, wasn't it? Do you remember?
The groom's brother and the...
Brock and with Logan.
Yeah. That was
nice. That was like super sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good.
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
I do. I enjoy going to... Because sometimes you'll go to weddings. You don't really know the person that well. So you kind of get a little... Oh, okay. Kind of get a feel for what they're like and everything. Mm-hmm. And
Yep.
So
pretty cool.
I ran about something that I hate. You asked me a question earlier, like, what's a favorite movie?
Yes. Right?
You have to. And whenever someone asks me that question, I blank.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's like I've never watched a movie in my life. When someone asks me, what's a song you like right now? I can't tell you a song. The only one that comes to my mind is In Christ Alone.
Oh,
that's the only one.
YMCA. God bless America.
Whatever you just heard when you walked in on the radio.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
What's that from? How's it go? Da, 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 da. That one
has God in it. You know, the one that has God in it.
Yeah. As much as music. We listen to music, you would think you would have, right on the.
Well, sometimes I think, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to make a list of my five songs in my head. And then someone asks me and I have no idea what they are anymore, but now I know it's 10 years. Bye.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's
now
my favorite
song.
It's my go-to.
That'll be forever that we will know that.
And well, we got that question. We got best movie. That's just kind of in our Instagram and in our questions. Does anybody want to chime in on best movie?
Well, I know I love Walter Mitty. That's
Secret Life. Walter
Mitty. That's my favorite
go-to. That's a family favorite, I think.
Yeah. It's hard for me to pick a favorite movie. I try and go top three.
Yeah.
But Good Will Hunting, I'd throw up there. I would throw the trilogy of Lord of the Rings.
Of course.
And then
that's four.
No, it's still one. And then J.R. Tolkien is.
I had a conversation with a lady the other day, and
where at?
In the Aldi parking lot. She was
Aldi.
Amazing.
Aldi folks is like the discount grocery store, but it's awesome.
Her name was Doris, and she was wonderful.
Oh, that's right.
And we just started talking, and she said we got to talking about her kids, and
wasn't she like 90? You said
she was. Yeah, she was up there, but she goes. The three rules I told my kids to live by. Number one, the Ten Commandments.
It's like Moses comes down from the mountain, with the tablets. All right, I've got three things for you. First, these 10 things.
So
it was Ten Commandments. Was just lumped together.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. She goes, number two.
Which let's just say, if you get those right, you're doing pretty good.
That's perfect.
You're going to probably do pretty good.
Yes.
She goes, number two, the golden rule, which is do unto others as you do unto yourself. And number three, don't do anything that you would regret, because if one day you want to become president, they will dig it up and they will find it. She goes, even if you kill a mouse maliciously, they will know. So she's like, be careful.
Sounds like she's killed a mouse.
All right, Doris. Love you. Yeah. She was amazing.
What was her name?
Doris.
Doris.
Wait.
Which is my alias.
Yeah,
name.
I was thinking you were just.
That's right.
This is
you met yourself in the future.
No, this is my.
Do you know her?
That's
alias?
A movie.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's something.
Do you know how she spelled it?
No.
D-O-U-R-R-I-O-U-S. But anyways, it was to get out of trouble because I was trying to escape from a Sunday school thing and. My leader said, if your name is Olivia and you're running out of here, you're in so much trouble. I said, my name's not Olivia, it's Doris. And I ran out. And then I convinced everyone that my first name was actually Doris because it was my dad's turn to name a child. So he named me Doris. And then my middle name was Olivia. So I went by Olivia.
She told lots of stories.
Yeah.
So anyways, but they're like... With this lady, Doris, we ended up talking and like I prayed for her and we just like had a great conversation.
Sweet.
And with another girl in England, I told her my name was Doris, but I was lying because it was one of those like street setup things where they do like a contest. So you try to like answer these questions and you win. It was like a Verizon thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And a Rare phone. So I like introduced myself as Doris because it's my alias. And she said, my name is Doris.
Uh-oh.
And I go, oh, cool. I was like, yeah, like we're both Doris. But then I felt guilty because I was like, my name's not actually that. But later on in that day, I was like, I went up to this person who had crutches and I was like, hey, can I pray for you? They're like, no. I was like, okay. But then
no, you're a liar.
But then Doris was right there and she's like, she came up to me and she said, that's so cool that you asked like to pray for that lady. And I was like, well, yeah, like, can I pray for you, I guess?
So, like, well, I do follow the 9 commandments.
Yeah, I know. Like, literally, I felt 10, but like, imagine how guilty I felt. I was like praying for this girl and I was like, oh, I totally lied to her about my name.
God's like, oh, really, Doris? Is that what you want? You want God, healing, Doris?
God used it.
So. Yes. God used
it. It brought a connection between us.
I think his grace could probably cover that.
Well, I get why you would tell, give a different name for something like that. Sometimes you just don't want
to. Well, this leads to another good question we got was dying words. What are your dying words?
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking, hey, I'm not dead yet. Or, hey, I'm feeling better.
That was a dad joke.
Can you do the clapping one?
Which one? Oh. Oh, sorry.
That's more appropriate.
I want to label those.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Dad, you can do better than that.
Gosh, do you guys, does anybody want to jump in that dying words?
It's a hard one.
Have a good time all the time. That's my philosophy.
So that would be your dying words or a motto you want to leave behind? Or something you want on your tombstone?
I would say, Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Why would you say that?
Because your shirt says that.
No, it doesn't. It says Bubba's Deli.
It says Bubba's Deli.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah. See, that's another one. We should know. We should have a, or should we?
But wait, is that how a thing? Are we going to know? I mean,
I feel like
know.
It's got to come.
Depends on how I die.
I would forget. If I was dying, I'd be like, what was that?
Like, and then while I'm dying? You know?
What did I want to say?
Yeah, give me some morphine. No, what, or like, as you're dying, or like, what you want to, you know, your philosophy.
I don't know.
What would you want on your tombstone?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm standing right behind you.
Yikes.
I don't know. That's a hard, that's a difficult question.
Yeah.
Right.
Next question.
All right. Well, yeah, okay.
Skip.
Okay, how about the embarrassing thing that keeps you up at night?
Skip.
I got one.
Okay.
I don't.
That keeps you up at night? Wow, that's
the one you still look back on and you shiver. Like when I asked the same woman twice if she was pregnant.
I just tried not to think about
that. Ooh, that is bad.
And she was not.
My friend.
Twice.
Yeah. She didn't.
I felt a fool.
This, I don't know if it keeps me up, but I think about it and that is pretty embarrassing. I don't know if I've even told you, Liv.
I'm excited.
Woo! I'm getting nervous now. What is one issue that I have that a lot of people don't
sweating.
Have? I sweat a lot.
Profusely.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you sweating now?
Yeah, I am sweating.
He's so cute.
It's senior prom. In high school, I went with this girl and I was dancing, like we were had like party dancing and I was got really sweaty. And then a slow song came on and I was like, do you want to dance? Aww. And it was my date. And she said, no.
Yeah. It was me.
It was you. That one's pretty bad.
And what did you do when she said no?
Me and these other two guys that didn't have dates went around.
Did you do
around.
Like a circle thing? Like a three? Like-
no, we started. That was when the whip first came out.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Luke.
It the, gets worse.
What's the Luke. Whip your hair back and forth?
No, it's Will
I'm
Smith.
I'm having so many regrets right now.
No, like the whip and nay nay.
Oh yeah.
So we would go while other people were slow dancing. We would like barge in,
Luke.
And dance in front of them.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty good. It's I don't. I regret this. This is something
that's why
that I don't
say
enjoy.
It keeps him up at night.
Now I'm. That's gonna keep me up at night.
I know. That's why I'm nervous.
Yeah. Then you can be up at night together.
Exactly. There's nothing that keeps you up at night.
No.
Yeah. No. There's.
I that's... can sleep. Through anything. I have no regrets.
Here, the one thing that keeps me up.
I just don't think about it.
That has, and I don't know if it keeps you up at night, but when you're at a place, a party or something with two friends and you or people you know and you don't know their name, you forget their name and they don't know each other and you're in the middle and you're like,
this is,
I don't like that. Yeah.
Gertrude.
Yeah. That's,
that is rough.
That's
Winston.
One of my nightmares.
I do
and
have
it happens.
One.
Anyone name Winston?
So back to actually the friend's wedding that I was talking about with the video. So, I went up with another friend, and she was Faroese, and she was like, she gave her speech in Faroese, and I obviously can only speak English. Mm-hmm. So I was like really panicking because I didn't really know what to say. And then I started like telling a story that like I was realizing as I was telling, it was just like not an appropriate story to tell because it had to do with like the boyfriend, like when they were dating and like a story that happened, whatever. And like midpoint, I just like looked at my friend and she was like, no. And I was like, no, what have I done? And so it was just like this awkward, I just like stopped in the middle of the story that I was telling, like, and was just kind of like, congratulations, love you guys. And it was the, it was so
You never told me that.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. It was very
that hurts.
It hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
those are some things that you just like shut out.
Though.
Yeah.
It would bring up too
it's
often.
Better. You stopped. And it's good that you noticed her.
Gosh.
Cause that could have been even worse.
She said she didn't care later on. I wrote her a letter. I was like, I'm very, very sorry about that. And she was like, it's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was a question from Claire Neumeier, who is a fan of the show.
Claire.
Okay, somebody asked a very interesting question here about any funny stories about Luke coming into our family.
Oh, I have one.
Or
okay.
Yes. Oh, do you
well, no, there was another question asking like how it was for Luke entering into our family too.
Mm-hmm.
Was that that's what I thought the question said, but is this a
well, it
one?
Says, yeah, this is from Ben Sanford. Are there any funny stories from Luke's entry into the family? So it's from either side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so when they were first dating, well, were you dating at this point? But anyway, we were all sitting in the sunroom at our old house, and we have a youth pastor named Luke, and then Spencer's good friend's name is Luke. And so there's two different stories, but one... Mm. There was Livy went to IKEA and she said, I'm going to go with Luke to IKEA to get some things for the youth room. And she was going with Luke,
Tanner.
The youth pastor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got them mixed up. And then later that night, and Luke, the youth pastor, has a wife and three little kids. And later that night, I asked somebody, what is Livy doing? And I think Jackson said, oh, you know, Luke's here and they're playing cards. I'm like, oh my gosh, why is she still hanging out with Luke? He needs to go home to his family. I come kind of busting in and I look and there's like Luke and some other guys and I'm just all like confused. I go, is Luke Tanner here? And you're like, no. Like, what is happening?
That's when Heather gets like the sheriff in town.
Well, because it was all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that would be
worse. Oh, you're right. You're right.
But the other quick story is that we were sitting in the sunroom and I'm getting all the Lukes mixed up. And I turned to Emma, who is living with us, and I go, I keep getting all the Lukes mixed up. You know, like she goes, I know. So do Caleb and I. That's her husband now. She said, we just call him Lukey. And so
Lukey,
you walked in to the sunroom and I go, hey, Lukey. What? Like, and it was super awkward because we didn't really know you at all very well.
Then you guys started calling me Pookie.
Well, then Emma was like, we don't say that to his face.
Well, we didn't really know you.
Yeah. That's right. Emma said to me, we don't say it to
his
face.
And didn't you have a bell? Like a Pookie bell?
It was Pookie.
What?
Like you had a bell on your kitchen table or something like that you guys would ring if I were to come over or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did this?
You guys.
We did.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Really? Do you have any stories, Luke? Mm-hmm. Anything?
I remember the first time I came over, we were playing Quiplash, and that was very intense because we weren't even dating yet, and I was just coming over, hanging out, and I came over, and you guys were all playing Quiplash, which is a game where you guys just like write, you get a prompt, and then you write a silly thing on the screen, and Spencer was there.
Oh,
who
gosh.
Probably says the most absurd things I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
And Levi's there who says...
Say no more.
Yeah, even more absurd things. And so I walk in and I'm playing and it's someone's family that I'm trying to like... I'm a nice, good guy. Like I'm not trying to scare you. And I come in and there's like horrible things on the screen. And I walk in and I'm like... I don't know what to write. So I get like 0 points and everyone's like, this guy's dumb. This guy's not funny. Because I'm not, the first time I meet you guys, I'm not putting.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah. Well, good for you. Yeah. Take one for the team.
I don't like.
I did take one
for the team. Yeah, we don't love that they go to those places. But you get, it's like.
Well, the places were there, but that was pretty. It was pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
I'm sure. Okay.
Super uncomfortable.
We've got to tell the Scattergories story. Scattergories was placed here by an enemy of our country or somebody who wanted
Antichrist.
America
it's
to
It's probably
die.
The Antichrist.
Because it's genius because it makes everybody else the judge and it's just so subjective.
Oh, yeah.
And the question was,
the letter was T, and
let our audience
I'll
decide.
Fight this.
And the letter was T, and the thing was things you replace. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lukey put table saw.
That's right.
And everybody's like, okay. And I'm like, wait a second. No. You table saw mm-hmm. is something you replace.
Yes.
Yeah. You replace table saw. You know, get a better table saw. Get your table saw.
You can replace like, anything.
No. But there you go. That's where it came out.
It is still a fight to this day.
It is still a fight.
That's the genius of categories.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, no matter what you have. Yeah, okay.
That was a big yelling match. That was fun.
You guys decide.
But it was fun.
The world decides. Because if your table saw breaks and you get a new one, you are replacing it.
No, I think it's more like razor blade kind of replacement or batteries.
It's
or,
different.
It's the same thing.
No, it's like saying,
what if you're about what if
Turkey,
you're,
the country of Turkey? Yeah, okay. Replace that if it ever.
But there are people that have replaced table saws because they're a construction company. Yeah. No one's ever replaced the country of
you
Turkey.
You replace the saw in the table saw, but the whole table saw.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
If your table saw is old, you need a new one.
No, we got other things to talk about.
Enough.
There's too many
enough.
Other.
That's where you draw the line. You bring it up and you tear it down.
I know.
It's fine.
I thought we, that was a wound that had healed. But it's
oh, no.
Obviously.
That's what keeps me up at night.
You know what's funny? People are in the cars right now arguing about it right now.
That's true.
And the correct answer is no.
Table saw.
It is no.
No.
It's just no. I'm sorry to tell you. I wanted to say, too, with the Quiplash thing where Luke's side, like,
oh yeah,
but then when I play with Luke's family, it's like
Liv
totally
has to tone it down.
I have to tone it down so much because they'll be like, "Name something that you want to put on your grave," and then it'll be like "R.I.P." and I'll put like something absurd, and the R.I.P. will win. And I'm like,
so they're literal.
So they're all very literal.
Like, I feel like they've come out of their shell a bit. But
yeah, no, they
I could
have.
Probably play better just with them than I do with this group.
Well, yeah.
I'm so literal.
But you also don't know what wins in Quiplash because you could just spell something wrong. You could be like, Gumpy Beans.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Here's funny. A funny one. The guy says, if you tuck your shirt into your pants, but then untuck it, aren't you just tucking your pants into your shirt? This is a genuine question. I need a serious answer. I just thought that was funny.
That's good.
That's cute. Do we have an answer?
No.
I think he answered it.
If a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat? Okay.
Humanitables.
That was from Itziansu.
Call the cops on that person.
Gosh. What's your favorite pie?
Wow.
None.
American
pie?
I shepherd's don't like pie. Any.
You're not
I like
a pie
shepherd's
person.
Pie.
Shepherd's pie?
I seriously, that's
okay,
my favorite
wait,
pie.
What?
You made it at your house.
It's a
when
pie.
We were at your house for
that
dinner.
That is true. It was
that's
good.
It's called shepherd's pie.
Wait, best pie, Boston cream?
Well, because I don't love pies. Sorry. I like savory.
Yeah. Mm. So Josiah Cisneros.
Boston cream?
Yeah.
That is good.
A lemon meringue here at Josiah. That's what I like. Let's see. When did you decide, the Messy Room Studios, when did you decide to make a new podcast? What was the?
During COVID, I know you wanted to.
During COVID, yeah. It was just fun.
And you kept
fun.
Trying to find somebody, and we're like, let's just do it and see what happens later.
It's fun. So, yeah, that's.
So we could all get replaced. I don't know.
We don't care.
You're so on a razor.
We're
edge.
Here for now.
Yeah.
But who knows?
No, I had to convince Livy because she's like, I don't think I want to do that. I thought, oh, you'd be
no,
so good.
No, what happened
at it.
With it was okay.
I thought you'd be
I
so good
encouraged
and you
Dad
are.
Because I was like, Dad, you are just good at podcasting mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Yes. So you should just do it again.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it can be a job, but you can do it from home.
Yeah.
And then that week, literally, I think the day that you asked me, I was like, gosh, if Dad asked me to be on the podcast, no, I have to say no. There's no way.
Really?
No,
you just scared?
No, I don't know why I was thinking this. I was just like, I will have to say absolutely no. Because I was just like, I don't think I'm very good at this kind of stuff. So I was like,
which everybody
says. Definitely say no. Like, it's not happening in a million years. And then I was like, I went to your house the next day and you're like, so Mom and I were talking. I think
we're having another baby.
I was like, what?
Nice.
Like, I think we want you on the podcast. I was like,
no. Well, this
I said
is about
no.
I'm kind of
yeah,
selfish.
Like,
it's
yeah,
about it's
it.
About me. I just funny people, and you seriously crack me up.
And it should be good.
You could be a standing comedian.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Just
my friends.
I'm so entertained by my children. I just they're all
they're
crack
all
me up. They're all. I'll just.
Who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite kid?
you by far.
I knew it. I told you.
Of course.
Okay. Someone says here, and there's so many, and we're going to do more questions too. We can't. We cannot get them all to them. Can't do that.
That'd be bad thing. Don't do that.
Okay, Instagrams is the name of this person. These and it says, I can't wait for your slam poems next episode.
Oh, that's cute.
And I think we have a slam poem because we're about running a little.
Let me pull out my journal.
You write it on paper.
Let me pull out my leather-bound journal.
Yes, you have to write it down.
Many leather-bound books. Oh, did I tell you? Did you guys hear about my video got taken down for harassment on TikTok?
Wait, really?
I'll tell you that real quick. This girl is saying she's on this talk show with a guy and another girl, and she says she's just talking really fast. The photographer said something, and I stitched it in.
And we don't know who the girl is. Really? It was really a knock on her. It was just kind of how it came out.
Bullying and harassment. So if you go to TikTok, I think it's still up there. It's my response to that whole thing because it's really kind of arbitrary and weird.
That is crazy.
Do I even know what harassment is?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's complete. The definition has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's who like categories. It's like whatever somebody feels is. Yeah. I felt that was a little bit aggressive. Right. So
maybe that person is that person popular?
Canceled. What?
Is the person you did it?
We're done.
A popular, well-known. I didn't know who it was, but
no, it was like a regional kind of a talk show thing or a cable TV show thing or
Dunzo.
Yeah.
You're on my Dunzo list.
Anyway, we were talking slam poetry recently, and Luke gave it a really good go.
It was tough. I got really sweaty.
It was nice.
I would too.
Yeah.
But it was a good effort.
It was a good try.
I was like
F forever.
Wide-eyed.
F forever.
So Libby.
That's what makes it laugh. Thank you.
That was funny.
Snap.
So Libby is gonna give it a shot here, and you wanna just do you have a title or you want to go into it?
I do have a title.
She has a title.
Yeah, it's called Getting Swole for Jesus.
Swole?
Getting Swole for Jesus.
Okay.
Is my title.
All right. I'm nervous.
I'm really nervous.
I'm sweating.
I practiced. Okay. And I would really appreciate it if you guys would just be quiet while I read this.
Isn't there a drum in slam poetry?
Nope. There's not.
There is one.
There is.
I could get one.
Do you have a bongo?
Hold on.
We need one real quick.
I don't want music.
She wants silence.
No, the real slam poetry does not have music.
It has a drum.
Actually, the real slam poetry does have. Person.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
This is
to the places.
This actually reminds me. I did this at a talent show.
Really?
In Austria.
You know how I know that they use a drum? In the show Arthur, they go to a place called Crown City, and they go to an underground slam poetry event, and there's a drummer. And one of the persons that is going to go up gets gum stuck to her jeans, and she's embarrassed.
Oh. Wow. And this is a movie, Arthur?
No, it's a show, Arthur.
In school,
on PBS.
We had a talent show, and there were four of my friends, and we decided it would be really funny to do slam poetry together.
Mm.
So we, like, for our talent show. So I was playing guitar, and then, like, we went in the line, and we thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Were people taking it seriously?
But most of the people we performed for are like European.
Yeah.
So they didn't really understand what we were talking about. They thought we were serious. And so it was really, really funny for us, but it was not very funny for other people. But it was like the first three of us were American. And then the last one was my friend who's from the Faroe Islands. And she did her slam poetry in Faroese.
Yeah.
So she did it in a different language.
That's amazing.
It was really funny. Anyways.
Wait, hold on.
You had to be there.
I looked up on YouTube.
It'd be so funny though.
And there's a one called Chill Out. It's called Chill Out Bongos. So let's see if this works.
I don't know if I can do music with it. It's practiced so many times.
It's just a bongo.
Silence. Okay. We'll see how it goes. No. I don't know if it'll go with my rhythm.
Try it.
Okay.
It's just being forced.
What if we spend as much time reading the scriptures as we did lifting the weights? What if we traded our dumbbells for the thumbnails at the end of our Bible pages? Instead of trying to make ourselves ageless, I step up to the ab curler when I should step up to the rock of ages.
I put my trust in the treadmill instead of putting my trust in the one who is most trill. Why are we here? Where are we going? For me, it's usually stretch, run, slay. But why not read, learn, pray? I ask myself this every day as I look in the mirror and I say, you look fit today. Why not say, hey, do I do it God's way today, not tomorrow or the next day or a week from now or in a year or when you're 40 or on the way to the chiropractor when you're 60 or on your grandson's graduation day, or on the day that Applebee's finally goes out of business, or on the day that the queen finally dies. Long live Queen Elizabeth II.
Yes, long live.
Or on your deathbed, or when that can of tomatoes in your pantry finally expires. Today is the day to lift the pages of your NKJ. What does it look like to get swole for the one who gave it all? For you. Thank
Whoa.
You.
Oh my God.
Snaps.
I really did not like the bongos. I think it really ruined it.
It
really? I think it all. Yeah, it was great. It was great.
That was so good. Livia, yeah. Let's yeah. record that.
I think it is recorded.
It is.
Oh,
it is
I mean, recorded now. On an album. Mm-hmm. You should do three of them.
You should Dad's record it on album. An album and you go on the streets of Chicago and you sell it to people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's so good.
I bought a blank really CD good. Out the streets of Chicago at one point.
That's what you do. You hand out like you're handing them out yeah. for free, but then you're like, you hand them the CD and they
Wait,
take
did
it.
You
like,
hear what Luke
hey,
said?
That's 10 bucks, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Luke said?
As far as, what did you say about?
We bought three. Two of them were blank. One of them was Sinister to Gift.
Yo. And what was it supposed to be?
Rap albums, Streets of Chicago.
And none of them were?
No.
Not even the one?
No, Sinister to Gift was.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know what it was called.
Also, I feel guilty about this. When we were playing golf the other day, I was singing, you know, Shiny Happy People holding. And I said, Tiny Happy People.
Tiny Happy People.
I thought that my whole life.
I did too.
I thought it was Tiny Happy People. I and did afterwards, too. Tim goes, Shiny Happy. And I just like, the next time I sang, I was like, Shiny Happy.
That is one of my pet peeves.
Luke
never
I literally thought it was
sings
Tiny.
Words I thought right. it was Tiny.
Ever. Tiny Happy People.
I don't even start.
This song is offensive.
You used to, Mom used to do that. It used to
I
bother
do that
me.
All the time.
What?
Oh why? My gosh. I don't know why it just bothers me. Cause I think I work so hard on trying to remember the right lyrics oh. for things. So then when
well,
people don't, it just like irks me.
Didn't
I'm like,
well,
this
you
podcast,
should feel needed. Didn't this that should make you feel needed because the this, ones of us that don't get it right, you're the ones getting it
oh,
right.
Oh, you're saying you didn't like when she didn't get it right?
Because she worked me? Hard to get it right. Oh, I'm like, yeah. but then we need yeah. her.
Something sounds a little hypocritical because at the beginning of the show, you're singing the song you didn't know.
That's right.
So
and tiny happy people.
What was it? The
I
shadow of the moon.
It was tiny.
You did too.
I did. Yeah. Until yeah. just now.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well.
But we think.
That's I just thought I should tell you guys because trying to keep my number one rule is to keep all the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
That's right. Right.
You guys know ABBA won.
Keep 10.
Eurovision, right?
In the 70s.
In the 70s, they
Wait,
won.
I didn't know that. Did
they
you?
Did.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Just wanted to. I forgot to say that earlier. And but good show, everybody. I think you nailed it, Liv. You
yeah,
nailed it.
So good.
Thank you guys. So
very good. I've got to go. I gotta get my table saw replaced. So
oh, hey, whoa.
Yeah. I gotta get make
oh, wait,
a few phone
do.
Calls. But hey, chill out everybody, and thanks for grooving with us. We'll see you next
Groovy.
Time.